incidents portrayed in this episode of the cybersecurity tapes are fictitious. No identification with any persons, places, companies, or products is intended or should be inferred. Our story begins at the offices of Olympic Publishing. What had started out as an average day was about to be thrown into chaos.
Hey, David, Stefan Bling just dropped this off.
Finally!
Said to bring it straight up to you.
I've been waiting for that. This little yellow drive right here has the latest novel from Olympic's own best-selling author, Stefan Bling. Let's sell some books. What is this? What is this? Wait, what? Oh, God. Hey, Sophia, it's David.
Oh, hi, David. What's up? What'd you break this time?
Something really weird just happened. My screen just started showing this message, and I can't click out of it.
What does the message say?
Okay, but brace yourself. It's not good. It says, and I quote, "You have been hacked. We are in control. If you want your data, deposit $3 million.
Bookworm. I just got it too.
How bad is this? What am I supposed to do now?
I need to figure out what I'm supposed to do first. Hold on. I'm heading up there.
The situation was indeed not good. And worse, Olympic Publishing was not ready for it. At first, the event seemed like it must have been a well-planned, coordinated attack by a team of professional hackers. But they couldn't be further from the truth. To find out how this all started, you only need to go back 1 week to the studio apartment of an aspiring young hacker who eagerly waits by his laptop with his Tor browser open.
Hello? Are you there? This is... Am I supposed to use my real name?
I already know your name, Frank. If you followed the encryption protocol I set, this line is totally safe. Welcome to the dark web.
Then why are you using a voice modulator?
Hacker rule number one, always use a voice modulator. I'm just messing with you, I'll turn it off.
When you dedicate yourself to the hacker lifestyle, you start to lean into the stereotypes. You'll see.
Does that mean I'm a hacker now?
You were already a hacker, Frank.
Like, official, though. I'm in the group.
It's not really a group. It's more of a collective. Only you can decide if you're with us.
Then I'm deciding I'm in the collective. What's my first assignment?
First assignment? No, that is not how this works, man. We make our own schedules. We write our own job descriptions. Same goes for assignments. Sound good?
Sounds good. I know it's my first, but I want to go big. Let me think about who would be a good hit. Hey, I've got to run to the bus. Until this whole hacking career takes off, you know what they say. Don't quit your day job.
Yeah, excellent advice. So, Frank, what line of work are you in?
Here you are, ma'am. Double shot latte. Have a great afternoon. Whew. Is that the last of them?
Yep, that's the last of them. Want to take a break?
Nah, I'm good. Holy smokes. Hey, Claire. You see that guy in the corner?
Are you talking about that guy, Mr. Turtleneck? The guy who sits there in that corner for hours on end every day and doesn't tip for coffee refills? Oh, yeah, I've seen him around before. Why do you ask?
I think that guy is Stefan Bling. I think that's Stefan Bling. He's the author I follow. Mystery novels mostly, but not like murders. His thing is more white collar, government conspiracies, that sort of thing. I thought I recognized him the other day, so I brought in a book. Look at this author photo. Is that Mr. Turtleneck?
Ask him yourself. He's coming this way.
Good morning. Could I trouble you for another refill? Just black, no sugar. Interesting book you got there.
This? Yeah, it's great. Have you read it?
I wrote it.
I knew it! Mr. Bling, I am a huge fan. I hate to do this, but is there any chance? Would you mind?
Absolutely. Always a pleasure meeting a fan. And there you are.
Thank you. And here you are, one black coffee. So what have you been working on over there? You don't do your writing here, do you?
Well, actually, I do, sometimes. Recently, often. I like working out of this place. Quiet enough, not too far from my publisher, and the coffee's good. Thank you very much.
We aim to please. Olympic Publishing, right? That's your publisher?
Well, you must really be a fan.
No, I interviewed for a job over there, and prepping for that interview is how I found out about you.
Ah, I guess you didn't get it. What was the job?
It was just something in IT. I'm a barista by day, as you know, but a computer fanatic at night. Actually, I'm pretty irked with Olympic. They put me through 3 rounds of interviews and then didn't even follow up to tell me I didn't get the gig. I had to pull teeth just to get a no.
Oh, really? Well, I wish they had hired you. If it's any consolation, I think they ended up not hiring anyone. Their IT situation is less than ideal.
What makes you say that?
Maybe you two would like to continue this conversation someplace else? There's a line forming. I got this.
Oh, no, that's all right. I don't want to take up any more of Mr. Bling's time.
Oof, nonsense. I could use a break, too. And in my experience, chance encounters with complete strangers lead to some of the best stories.
That'd be great. Thanks, Claire.
In reality, Frank was more than a little irked at Olympic Publishing. He had held on to a grudge against the company and was now starting to form the beginnings of a plan to get back at them. In his short conversation with Stefan, he had learned 2 critical pieces of information about Olympic: that their IT department was understaffed, and that they allowed unsecured devices to connect directly to their private network. It was the perfect invitation for a hack.
This is still so surreal. I literally just finished your book, Killer Margins, last weekend. It was great, by the way. You have an incredible gift for simplifying very complex things.
Well, I appreciate your kind words. I wrote that book here, on this laptop, actually.
That laptop should be in a museum.
Yeah, well, it's old enough to be in one, that's for sure. After this next book comes out, it's time to retire this old workhorse. It's so outdated now. I can't even log into the Olympic portal to submit my manuscripts anymore.
Is that what you meant when you said their IT situation was less than ideal?
Well, I suppose it's a symptom, sure, but their whole IT department, if you can call it that, seems like a mess. It's tricky, though. The shift from old-school print publishing to digital took a big bite out of profit margins.
IT isn't something you can skimp on.
Oh, I know. Hey, don't tell anyone I told you this, but Olympic actually got hacked last year. I mean, the hackers didn't really get away with anything damaging, maybe some customer names, their order histories, pretty much worthless stuff, but they got in. That should have sent up some warning flares.
Huh. So how do you submit manuscripts now?
How do I do it? Well, good old dependable thumb drives. How's that for high tech? The hack last year really freaked me out. I decided that hand-delivering encrypted drives straight into my editor's hands was the most foolproof way to keep my manuscripts out of the hands of hackers. It's not just the publishing industry that's seeing a decrease in profits, I can assure you. So, that leaves me here, in the middle of the digital revolution, and I'm carting thumb drives across town. Thank you.
I can't say it's foolproof, but it's not a bad plan, especially if you take all the right precautions, which it sounds like you do. Is there a specific brand of thumb drive you like to use? How do you encrypt it?
Please, you give me far too much credit. The drive here I bought it because it was yellow. I like yellow. My knowledge of data encryption is lacking, but yellow I understand.
Well, if you ever need help with any of this stuff, like encryption, you know, computer stuff, I'd be more than happy to help out.
Huh. Really? Your timing is good. I'm supposed to deliver my final manuscript by the end of this week, so maybe I'll do just that. But fair warning, don't quit your day job.
Oh, right. Speaking of my day job, yeah, I should get back to it. It's been such an honor meeting you, Mr. Bling. You have given me a lot to think about. I feel inspired. Until you deliver that manuscript, all the coffee and pastries you can eat on the house.
You have yourself a deal.
It's probably also not a bad idea to let me check out the encryption capabilities of that thumb drive before you hand it off. Want to plan to do that on Friday?
I'll be here. Good to meet you too, Frank. Maybe this is the beginning of my next novel. An unassuming barista slash notorious hacktivist takes on corporate corruption in his downtime.
Sounds like a great read.
Back at his apartment, Frank reconvenes with his online hacker mentor. He has in mind a little bit of revenge on a certain publishing company who he feels did him wrong.
So, does this sound like a good first assignment?
What's your guy's name again?
Stefan Bling, but he's not the target. He's just the messenger.
Here he is, stefanbling.com. Oh yeah, seems like he's kind of a big deal. You may have stumbled into something good here, Frank. But if this needs to be done by the end of the week, we'll have to get some off-the-shelf malware. Not enough time to code, but have no fear. Like any good hacker, I know a guy. He runs a ransomware-as-service operation. He's the real deal, and he'll do rush jobs for members of the collective.
Ransomware-as-a-service operations are becoming more and more prevalent, which means that dangerous malware can be purchased and deployed off-the-shelf quickly by a much larger group of threat actors than ever before.
What are you thinking for the ransomware? How do you want this thing to go down?
Oh, wow. Okay. I'm thinking it should infiltrate and encrypt everything in their network, lock down any connected workstation, do it all quickly, and also leave a back door open if they don't pay the ransom.
Fairly straightforward. Shouldn't be a problem. Any special requests for the ransom screen?
I don't know. I'm new to this. Maybe just like, you've been hacked. Ha ha ha. If you want your data, pay whatever amount in Bitcoin.
What amount is that?
No clue. $1,000? $10,000? Whatever the going rate for a ransom attack is these days is fine with me. I just want to really stick it to Olympic Publishing. I did, however, have an idea for what to call the ransomware itself. Buckle up. Bookworm. Huh? The O in worm is a zero, of course.
I'll let my guy know your instructions. When Bookworm is ready, they'll send it to me, and if everything looks good, I'll send it to you. After that, you're on your own. Are you sure you're ready?
Digital innovation is helping today's most successful organizations power through existing challenges while putting you in a position to accelerate ideas and drive innovation forward. Dell PowerEdge servers, powered by AMD EPYC processors, provide jointly engineered solutions, delivering high-performance results, the efficiency needed to optimize operations, and the security required to minimize threats. Together, we are powering the modern data center. Drive innovation forward with Dell Technologies and AMD by your side.
Frank received the download later that night. The game was on. The next morning, when Stefan makes his way toward the restroom, as is his usual routine after his second cup of coffee, Frank jumps into action. He walks quickly to Stefan's table and swipes the USB drive from the laptop. He runs back behind the counter where his own laptop is set up, ready to go with the ransomware to be placed on Stefan's USB drive. Frank frantically inserts the drive into his own laptop.
Hurry up.
With every second, Frank grows more agitated, looking towards the bathroom door with fear that it will open and he'll be caught in the act. Finally, the virus is uploaded, and Frank rips the USB out of its port. He's done it. It worked. Back at the Olympic Publishing offices, Sophia, Olympic's most senior member of IT, tries to get to the bottom of the situation.
So this is the drive? And it was hand-delivered by Mr. Bling himself.
He gave it to me. I gave it to David. That's it.
And that's it. And I plugged it in. And then everything went crazy. What happened? Am I going to get fired?
No. Isn't it obvious? We've been hacked. Someone somehow snuck a nasty piece of ransomware into our network.
But how? We have security measures, don't we?
Well, we do, but these attacks are getting more sophisticated. Sometimes all it takes is a single click on a bad file.
Sophia was right. Hackers are using new tools to make their cyber threats more difficult to anticipate and their attacks harder to detect. In the case of Frank's attack on Olympic Publishing, the ransomware didn't even need a click to do its dirty work. All it needed was to be plugged in.
So now what? All of our data is just gone? Unless we pay a ransom? Can we even afford to pay that ransom?
Guys, our data isn't gone. It's encrypted. But yeah, I think the way it works now is that we pay and then they give us the key or something like that. This is all new territory.
I should have been more careful. Looked at the file size, the extension. What now? Did this also take down our online store?
Yes, but first things first, I think we need to disconnect everything from the network immediately. We can't let this thing spread any more than it already has. My team is already working on it.
They gave you a team?
Okay, Ramirez is working on it. I'm not sure what to do after that, though. But all hope is not yet lost. We work with a cybersecurity consultant for emergencies like this. She'll know exactly what to do. And she's on her way in.
After several stress-filled hours of uncertainty at Olympic Publishing, Maria, a cybersecurity consultant, arrives to assess the damage.
Looking at your logs, I can confirm your suspicion. You have indeed been hit by a ransomware attack. So far, there doesn't appear to be any exposure related to your customers' private data. Hopefully, that means you won't need to go public with this story. However, you should still work with your PR team to draft a memo so you know what to say in the event the press catches wind of it. Also, if you haven't already, you need to brief your legal team. Unfortunately, there's no way around that. We're still piecing things together, but I want to start by praising Sophia's instincts to immediately disconnect everything from your network. Quick action like that can make a huge difference with how quickly you'll be able to recover. You were also using systems that support hardware-based encryption, like AES-NI, which stands for Advanced Encryption Standard New Instructions. Having that in place made it difficult for the code to encrypt your data without also being detected. In other words, there's good news here. You were able to catch the breach and shut it down before it had time to corrupt everything. So I'm feeling optimistic we'll all come out clean on the other end.
Do we have any leads on who could have been behind this? It couldn't have been Stefan, could it have?
He's being questioned, but there's no indication to make us believe he had any knowledge of the attack. We think we know how, but not who. Could be a coordinated team, or it could be a bored teen with a Tor browser. Whomever it was, the ransomware they used was off the shelf. We've seen it used before by different hacker organizations. The only difference is the name, Bookworm. All this said, I must advise you to not contact the hacker or hackers and to not pay any ransom. It can do more harm than good in situations like this. Until we have a more clear picture, our immediate focus is simply to get Olympic Publishing back up and running as fast as possible.
Just tell us what to do and we will do it.
Start by reviewing the incident response and recovery plan you implemented last year with my recommendations.
An incident response and recovery plan, otherwise known as an IRR plan, outlines the three primary objectives for an organization to tackle after an attack. These are to detect the attack, to contain the damage, and to recover the data. Having a plan in place before an attack is crucial for any organization to navigate the modern cybersecurity landscape.
We're still running some forensics, but the fires all seem to be put out. What's left is no small task, though. Restoring your systems and getting them back online.
For data recovery, will we be able to restore from our backups? Hopefully, those weren't affected too.
It looks like you invested in a cyber recovery vault. What it does is scan after each backup and then notifies you if it detects any malicious code. No alerts or notifications have been received since the incident, so we believe the last backup is clean. However, we won't know for sure until we get in there. So for the moment, let's keep everything off the network and test the servers first.
And then that's that?
Oh, there's plenty more work to do. And then plenty more work you'll need to do after that to keep this from happening again. But yeah, that's that.
Oh, how can we ever repay you?
You do pay me, remember? But since you bring it up, I wouldn't mind a signed copy of Stefan Bling's new novel.
Several months later, back at the coffee shop, Frank goes about his day as a normal barista. The same as he has since his cyber attack quietly failed.
Hey, Frank. Isn't that your guy? What's his name? Bling?
Oh, yeah. That's him. Oh, boy. Mr. Bling! Hello, welcome back. How did the book tour go?
Like gangbusters. So successful, in fact, they want to extend it and add more cities. Oh, that cyber attack story really blew up.
What cyber attack story?
Huh. Yes, of course. After a while, I just started letting people believe I had something to do with it. Ooh, it has been a wild ride. I broke my record for pre-order sales.
That's great news! Congrats! So do you want a coffee?
No, I want to offer you a job. I got a great idea for my next novel. It's centered around a cyber attack, and I thought you could collaborate with me on it. As a consultant.
Yeah? Consultant for what? What makes you think I'd be any good at it?
Well, Frank, call it a hunch.
The cybersecurity tapes, The Barista and the Bookworm, was produced by Dell Technologies and AMD. The executive producer was Steve Keniston, senior cybersecurity lead with Dell Technologies. It was written by Steve Keniston, Samir Shah, and Max Robidoux, with additional writing by Bradley Parrott and Mike Wiebe. Directed by Bradley Parrott. Featuring performances by Danu Urabe, Bill Mondi, David Huntsberger, Brandy Holston, Bradley Parrott, and Mike Wiebe. Sound design by Andy Slater. If you enjoyed this episode of the Cybersecurity Tapes, please like, subscribe, and leave us a review. Or visit thecybersecuritytapes.com to learn more.